Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Ameritrend Cars and Their Blinding Trend Lights. I am Jack O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, our headlights expert, man
yes,
on the streets, peering into your headlights. It is Brian the Editor!
Hi everybody, it's me, your friendly neighborhood headlight expert who can talk about headlights endlessly because I'm boring.
I didn't know, had you talked about headlights before? Because Super Producer Victor was like, not going to lie to you, just saw this headline, knew that Brian was in today, and threw it in there. Because once you get this guy talking headlights, there's no going back.
I think I just have that kind of vibe.
Yeah, you know? Has opinions like on very real... specific shit.
Have a really, really headlight kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Vibe?
Vibes. The vibes are headlight. All right. Well, let's start off with it. There is a article on America's foremost news source, CNN.com. Unclear if this went with the IDF. Yeah. Unclear if this has been filtered through the IDF, but it basically... The idea is our headlights are a couple years, nay, a decade behind the headlights in other parts of the world, including Europe, China, and Canada. The thing they've been working with, and this is news to me. I did not know about these headlights, are called ADB. No, not ODB. ADB, automatic. I should have. God damn it, I should have looked it up. Adaptable defense beams? Fuck, I don't know.
Wait, let's just make the whole show guessing what ADB is. automatic dimming bulb? I don't know.
Is.
Sure, that.
So we have automatic dimmers. We have the thing on our cars where, on some models of your car, where if it senses another car coming the opposite direction, it will go from high beam to low beam automatically. And then once the car has passed, it'll go back up to high beam. That is apparently broke shit. That is like way outmoded technology. The real headlight technology these days is like it stays, the high beams stay on, except they sort of wrap themselves around the oncoming cars. Like they are able, by being made up of a bunch of different LED pixels, they're able to project light in specific locations on the road so that oncoming driver is not blinded and you're able to see as if you're using high beams the whole time. So producer Victor has entered a guess, adaptive driving beam.
Adaptive driving beam.
Okay. Nice try, asshole. No, I'm just joking. I think that's the actual answer. Good guess, Victor. We'll have to see if it's right. No, okay. So they're adaptive driving beams, and they are technology that's available everywhere else. I am suspicious of this article because it seems to suggest that the problem here is regulation. And that we just need more deregulation on our headlights.
These regulations are getting in the way of us making it. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, let's just get this out of the way first. If safety was a concern for automakers, this is probably not like the first thing I would go with is dicking around with the headlights. There's a lot of ways to make cars and roads safer. This is definitely a problem, sure, but like, I don't know. It just, this whole thing stinks to me because it's coming from CNN. I don't trust them.
They're saying that our beams are too bright, but there's like all these regulations that say like, it can't turn on too quick because there's a chance it'll blind people. But I feel like we have really blinding headlights these days.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. But I'm like, I don't know, like, what? There's like science fiction-y shit out there that you can put on a car, like LiDAR or, camera arrays, all sorts of things that can like see through fog. Like LiDAR can just see through fog. Infrared can just see through fog. And I'm like, okay, you're talking about Mercedes and all. It's not like this technology, they're going to put this in a Kia next year or something. Like, right. this is fancy technology for fancy cars. And I'm like, just put ADS-B and, you know, LiDAR in these cars so they can actually see through the dark and you don't have to just put more photons out there. Like, it's cool technology, but I'm like, there are cooler, safer things out there. And this just seems like maybe a scheme to deregulate the auto industry even more.
Right. They're like, yeah, it's suspicious to me that, you know, the EU is far more strict when it comes to selling foods that are considered poison, but they get skittish around headlights. It just feels like, yeah, maybe this is a scheme where like Detroit holds out on this one thing and is like, I don't know, guys, you're going to need to support some deregulation so that they can, you know, start selling cars that run on, you know, the blood of baby deer. I don't know.
Plus, it's interesting because my understanding, I have a thing with taillights. Taillights are confusing to me in North America because they just sort of, because of deregulation, they let you put whatever colors you want. Like if you want just red and white lights in the back, like you can find a car that does that. But really it should be red for brake, yellow for turning, white for reverse. That's what it should be on every car.
Right.
So that it's not confusing. It's not.
Yeah. I guess I
it
have
is not
that.
In North America. It's not like it's a free for all, but there are certain models of cars that do not adhere to that. Yeah. And it's confusing. And my understanding is this is not the case in Europe. That is something they've mandated that it has to follow this sort of scheme. So it's interesting that they, you know, the EU would have regulations regarding the ass end of the car and not the front.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't think this is that like serious, really. Like there's like how many road fatalities are caused by temporary blindness as opposed to, I don't know, like your self-driving car who shit at self-driving, just running people over.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Regulate that maybe.
Or people looking at their highly addictive phones while driving.
Maybe having a 17 inch fucking tablet in your Tesla is a little distracting. It probably shouldn't be there. So yeah.
How else am I going to play my video games while driving? I need
No. How are you going to make beats? How are you going to make beats in your Tesla? Because there is a DAW in Teslas. By the FYI, everybody, there's a digital audio workstation in your Tesla.
I thought you meant DAW, like, I'm going to fight me DAW.
I want to fight me DAW.
What I scream every time I get drunk, I'm going to fight me DAW. Shout out to Matt Lieb.
All right. I've talked enough about headlights. It's been 45 minutes. I've cut 20 minutes of audio already.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You got to get to these other topics.
Cut it off here. Sometimes I like to poke my head into the somewhat depressing world of like people who are still receiving fundraising emails from Donald Trump and like, you know, still being like, he needs our support, honey. They got a fake Valentine money request from Donald Trump. It feels like he might be running out of dumb ways to convince people to give him money. So this latest attempt was a Valentine's Day love letter to his wife, Melania, that was then emailed out to the public. but yeah, I don't know exactly what the idea is here. The email begins, "Dear Melania, I love you." And then goes on to say, "Even after every single indictment, arrest, and witch hunt, you never left my side. You've always supported me through everything. I wouldn't be the man I am today without your guidance, kindness, and warmth. You will always mean the world to me, Melania. From your husband, with love, Donald J. Trump." I like how they're like holding our hands through it. Like, your husband, from your husband, Donald J. Trump.
From your husband, future President Donald J. Trump.
Then it offers recipients the chance to send your love to Melania, which takes you to a page to send her personalized messages and donate to the Trump campaign in amounts ranging from $20.24 to $3,300. I don't know what that signifies.
I feel like this is like one step away from an OnlyFans.
It really is like the OnlyFansification.
It feels so close to OnlyFans.
Watch Donald and Melania fuck on Valentine's Day for the low price. Like, truly, it's just like, yeah, it really is just OnlyFans.
Man.
But it is truly just like, to the degree that OnlyFans is like, you know, a cult of personality. Like, you're just paying to have a parasocial relationship with somebody. That feels like a lot of what is going on with Trump and his supporters in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be on, what's that one where you can get like a celebrity to give you a shout out?
Cameo.
Cameo. Like, I feel like he's going to hop on Cameo with it. Just all revenue streams.
Yeah, it's just like he's, I think, on par for a lot of people with like that. That is why it's somewhat interesting that the Trump like supporter base, like the body rejected Taylor Swift. Because I feel like he's kind of Taylor Swift, like on the level of Taylor Swift, like a religious figure to his supporters who are just kind of willing to do anything for him. And so them seeing that in someone else probably enrages them in the same way that, you know, the thing that you have wrong with you is going to really bother you when you see it in somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, shout out to the lovely couple. I hope they made lots of money. Lots of money.
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, Brian, the editor, I have tiny conversation hearts made by Brocks that my kids brought home from school. I've got one that says sweet. I'm showing it to you in the camera. I'm going to eat it now. I haven't eaten one of these in a long time. I will report back at the end of this story. Oh, man.
After you've rinsed your mouth out. Yeah.
Wow. It really does.
Okay. His eyebrows are going, folks. His eyebrows are going. They're furrowing.
Just snowing off my face.
Yeah. He really does look like you're eating chalk just based off of your face alone.
It really is. I think I expect it to be even more crumbly and than it is. It's actually, it like hangs together too much. It really is. I think you said this before, that it has the consistency of hardened toothpaste and kind of the flavor of hardened toothpaste. That was the experience that I just had. Combination of hardened toothpaste and like medicine. It has the flavor of like the bright pink medicine, but not the good ones. Like there are some times when you can still taste the medicine a little bit too much.
Yeah, it didn't just reading your face, it didn't look like a good time.
Well, Brian, as you know, I have a masterful poker face, and it's impossible to tell what I'm thinking or experiencing at any given moment. Brian and Miles are always like, oh, I could tell you weren't a fan of that part of the show.
Yeah.
Because I stare off into the middle distance and start weeping. Big news in the world of Madam Web, that viral line where Madam Web says he was in the Amazon with my mom when she was studying spiders before she died. I don't think I got the order right, but that is essentially what is said.
Yeah, that's something to that effect.
Dude, that's not even in the movie. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died, is the line that was in the trailer, not in the movie. The movie cuts it down to like, yeah, she was researching spiders or something.
Well, maybe they realized how fucking clunky that line was and that
they might have.
Shouldn't be in any film.
Yeah. So someone got embarrassed by the fact that this went viral instead of being like, we've done our job here. And now people are talking about Madam Web. They were like, oh no, that line is bad, which is a bummer because you like, part of you wants to believe, oh, this was some genius who just like has a sense of like what is going to go viral. But instead it was like somebody being like, they don't appreciate my dialogue.
No, you got to stand on that shit, guys. Like,
you really do.
If people ever look, it's like one of the few things people were responding to, like lean into the fucking camp.
Yeah.
Because people are not going to take this movie seriously anyway.
I mean, how could you be embarrassed by that line, but still release a movie in which the main character's name is Cassie Webb? And like, so her last, I don't know, unless like half the movie is spent talking about nominative determinism, like, how are you going to be like, yeah, no, this movie is not campy enough for that line. But then the character's name is Webb and she becomes a superhero that has something to do with spiders.
Well, you know what's funny, Jack, is yeah. I think at this point that Sony has to have somebody with the name of Webb associated with a Spider-Man film, because The Amazing Spider-Man and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 were directed by a director named Mark Webb.
That's true. I mean, nominative determinism is interesting and it seems to be real in many cases. It feels like you couldn't do this movie without that being the explicit subject of the movie. And maybe it is. Maybe I'm missing out on, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, can't wait to see what other things were excised from the trailer, out of embarrassment, pure embarrassment.
If you don't know what nominative determinism is, Usain Bolt was named Usain Bolt at birth and became the fastest man on Earth. That's all you need to know about, not, you know, it was just like he lived inside a name that suggested he should be incredibly fast and then turned into that. So Cassie Webb, she was just a regular old ambulance driver, but living inside that name turned her into, I don't even fucking know.
I don't know what exactly is supposed to happen to her in the
future
film.
Somehow.
It's like that Nicolas Cage movie Next.
I think there's some Next.
There's some Next in there.
Yeah. It's Next-ish. All right. We want to do our quick check-in with the bullshit news stories of the week in case any of these crossed your radar. There was UFO footage that was apparently coming out of Sweden. It looked like a 1940s UFO photograph, like, but put into motion.
I don't even understand how a photo this fucking bad exists in 2024. What camera did they use? It's so bad.
Well, it was a night vision camera. I don't know. Our writer JM thought it was pretty convincing looking.
That explains the grain. Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like when you do a reverse image search, it is sourced back to a designer on Instagram whose previous posts include mock-ups of race cars and Star Wars characters. So it's a 3D artist. So I think in motion it looks a little bit better than just the still image, but it had some people fooled. Didn't hit my radar, but I don't think the first thing we hear about UFOs is going to be somebody captured, like snapping a pic with their phone.
And I don't think UFOs are going to follow popular human conventions of what UFOs are going to look like. Personally,
They're going to look like a pie tin. Yes, they are. Right? Yes, they're going to look like a pie tin.
Can we please move past this? Like, like, have some fucking imagination, people. Why? Yeah. Why would it look like this?
It is a classic UFO. But I mean, that is what the people, like the astronaut and the Air Force pilots, said they looked like back in the 40s when they saw them. Now it seems like people are more likely to see Tic Tacs.
I've known people who've seen Tic Tacs, orbs, you know, light arrays, stuff like that. Like my mom saw a Tic Tac in the, how old was she? Early 60s, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she claims her whole little town saw it, it spooked people out. So I'm like, I want to believe. Okay, I believe the truth is out there, but not like this, not like this,
not like this, guys. Speaking of not like this, a movie poster was making the rounds for a Clueless reboot, June 2024. You've got Don Draper's daughter from Mad Men up front, Kiernan Shipka. Is that it?
Yeah, looks like.
And then you got Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd in the back, standing next to a pink convertible. The poster could not look more badly. Like, it just looks like a child's Photoshop project, and like, it's like, yeah, nothing about it looks real. Pretty low quality. I don't think this fooled any of our listeners, but it, in case you hear, oh, did you hear there's a new Clueless movie coming out June 2024? There is not. Would love to see it, you know, why not? This does not appear to be happening. I do wonder if this was like the studio or the agency
testing the waters.
Yeah, being like, huh? Well, I mean, people are talking about it.
Because, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's not that, you know, Barbie was a hit. Who's another affluent blonde white woman who took the world by storm?
Exactly.
So why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably coming, but just not like this, as we said up top. And then the Texas megachurch shooter was not a trans woman. There was, in case you didn't notice this particular mass shooting, there was on Sunday a shooting at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston, and a number of right wingers, including Ted Cruz and Donald Trump Jr., promoted the false rumors that the shooter was a trans woman. Even though the police themselves plainly stated otherwise, the shooter had previously used male names as aliases, and that was all they needed. Like, Fox News straight up published the claim as fact, even putting it in the headline of their article. And yeah, it's been contradicted, and, you know, there's absolutely no evidence that it's true, but the right has been doing this, desperately trying to convince people that, you know, the shooter in a big mass shooting is trans, like with Uvalde in 2022. I remember that. Philadelphia in 2023. They got a real fixation on this. It's almost like there's some, you know, statistic at the core of mass shootings that they don't want to pay attention to. Such as that it's almost always males. It's almost always cisgender males, guys.
Off, you know.
Yeah. Or like, they want to come up with a narrative distraction from the fact that, you know, the real story is that guns should not be as available as they are. This person had a history that should have made it impossible for them to buy guns, but they had bought an AR-15 legally that they used in Sunday's shooting. So,
well, yeah, what if the King of England comes stomping up to your house?
That's true. Then what do we do?
Yeah,
never mind.
Then what?
I take it all back. I rest my case, Your Honor. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, February 15th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Whole ass.
Brian, whole ass. Mm-hmm. Brian, the editor, where can people find you, follow you, hear you?
You can find me on Twitter, Brian, the editor. That's Brian with a Y. And don't talk to me.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
You can find me at Jack_O'Brien on the same place. Back tomorrow. Till then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.